We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Prosecutors in Tarrant County drilling down in their efforts to lock a former Fort Worth truck driver up for life. KRLD's LP Phillips joins us live with the very latest on this aggravated assault punishment hearing. LP?
And prosecutors have spent the morning, frankly, since yesterday afternoon, going over Terry Wayne King's violent past. He stands convicted of nearly killing 12-year-old Doretha Makuana as she waited for a bus. The attack was so severe, the girl needed a heart transplant. King was arrested in Oklahoma City weeks after the attack. Testimony so far has shown that King has a prior relationship that involved a beating, that he actually attacked another driver in traffic, that he has convictions of burglary and prostitution. Jury is on lunch break now, but prosecutors are expecting more when they get back from lunch. They want King locked up for as long as possible. Life is the maximum term. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, people have been leaving flowers and taking pictures at the 9/11 Flight Crew Memorial in Grapevine to mark the 18th anniversary of the attacks.
Two of the four planes that were hijacked in 2001 were American Airlines flights. Grapevine dedicated the memorial with the names of the 33 crew members from all four flights in 2008 and added the names of New York City police and firefighters who died in 2013. Retired New York City firefighter Stephen Humanesi spoke at the memorial this morning.
The important part to remember is it is 18 years and we have an entire generation that weren't around when this happened. So it's important that we keep talking about it.
Flight attendants who went to the ceremony say even though their kids are learning this as a history lesson, they still think about what those crews had to deal with.
15, 20 minutes after takeoff, we can put ourselves in their shoes because we know exactly what they were doing at that time because it's just routine.
In Grapevine, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And Mesquite is one of about a dozen Texas cities to have an artifact from the World Trade Center towers. Deputy City Manager Jerry Dittman helped get a large beam from New York City.
This city is sincere about honoring sacrifice, and it wants to teach the children of the sacrifices that the people that came before them made so that they can enjoy the freedoms that we have today. That's why we named it Freedom Park.
And that park is next to the Mesquite Arts Center. It was dedicated on 9/11 of 2016. And coming up at 12:10, we'll talk to a woman who now lives in this area, but on 9/11 was at work on the 35th floor of One World Trade Center. Also in the news, a Cockrell Hill police officer recovering. He was hit on the head with a metal pipe.
Paramedics were treating the man at his home last night and called police for backup. NBC5 reports the man got upset when police arrived. He ran inside the home, grabbed the metal pipe, and hit the officer over the head with it. Now, the officer's injuries are minor. The man is charged with assault to a public servant and is being treated at a mental health facility. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The United States will open a court near Laredo next week to hear cases from people seeking asylum, even as they wait in Mexico. This is a court that will be in a tent. It will hold all of its hearings by video conference, so the asylum seekers will be in Mexico. It could hear up to 300 asylum cases each day, and another of these tent courts is being planned for Brownsville.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.